Over the last decade, the number of students diagnosed with autism in Maine's public schools has more than doubled. Many of those newly diagnosed kids aren't even old enough to start kindergarten. In response, Maine's Child Development Services has implemented a new program specifically targeted to help the families of young children with autism. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, high costs and few caregivers could put that program at risk.
Three days a week, Chris West enters a small house down a rural winding road in Canaan, just east of Skowhegan, and she transforms it into a unique kind of special education classroom.
You do it.
West is here from the state's Child Development Services to support Michael, a two-year-old boy who was diagnosed with autism about a year ago. His family didn't want his name used for privacy reasons. Inside Michael's house, Wes sits on the ground, and the two piece together puzzles. They sing songs. Wes says it's all a way to gently expose Michael to a new social setting, and it's fun.
15 years ago, it was sitting at a table, you know, do this, do this, do this. Where now, it's, like I said, it's much more child-led. It's fun. It's fun for me. It's fun for him.
This session is part of a new program called Early Start Maine. It was developed by the state's Child Development Services in partnership with the University of Maine's Autism Institute for Education and Research. The program is based on the Early Start Denver model, which was actually developed in California. Maine adopted it statewide about 18 months ago due to the skyrocketing number of children diagnosed with autism. Specifically, kids like Michael, who are diagnosed at a very young age.
Kids birth to three really need that relationship-based model or play-based model.
Deborah Rooks Ellis is the director of the Maine Autism Institute.
The earlier you catch a child with a need, there's research to back up that they will need less of services later in life. So really important to give that early intervention right off the start.
Brooks Ellis says what's more important is that these kinds of services are being delivered in a child's home, so families won't have to travel to get them. And it also means that a parent can now learn development strategies directly from a provider and use those strategies to help their child 24/7. Roy Fowler is the Early Intervention Technical Advisor for Child Development Services.
So our approach here is to go in and work with the families, the parents, the caregivers, and help them to learn the strategies and help them to find ways to implant those strategies, embed those strategies into their everyday routines so that the intervention is taking place at home.
Michael's mom, Justine, says her son still struggles with lashing out and finding ways to communicate with those around him. But she's already seen the progress he's made after just 9 months.
With doing the ESCM, he just started coming back and playing the games and doing the social routines, and he just started speaking. So those, yeah, like a few weeks ago, that's great.
Roy Fowler with Child Development Services says since the program launched a year and a half ago, the state is already seeing children with autism progress more quickly. But Fowler says the program is also at a crucial tipping point. Maine, he says, is currently short on special education teachers, and it's particularly tough to find enough teachers to work with younger kids.
Because it's very easy to get fried, to get burnt out in this. You're working with one child very intensively for up to 15 hours a week.
The other issue for the program, Fowler says, is cost. Children with autism need a lot of resources.
If you think about it, one full-time person can handle two, maybe three children at a time, on a caseload. So you're paying a person a full-time salary to provide services to three kids.
That salary starts at only around $29,000, but multiply it by 15 or 20 staff members, and suddenly a program serving fewer than 50 children costs $700,000 or $800,000. Fowler says CDS can pay that. The issue, though, is that the agency has more than 1,200 other students that it has to serve, too. More services to these kids means fewer resources for others.
We're really looking at how do we make this sustainable? And the big question there is the funding.
But Fowler says there may be a solution. CDS is about to begin billing Early Start Maine services to MaineCare, the state's version of Medicaid. That would shift these costs from the Department of Education to the Department of Health and Human Services.
If MaineCare will pay for ESDM, I think we have a future. I think it could be sustainable and we could even scale it up a bit.
But will MaineCare pay? Fowler is optimistic, as are officials at DHHS. Spokesman Samantha Edwards says it's MaineCare's obligation to cover specific support services for young people with developmental disabilities, and Early Start Maine falls into that category. Fowler says if the shift to MaineCare works out and the state can find enough caregivers, Early Start Maine could be a long-term solution for many young kids with autism and their families. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.